Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
You may have heard what sounded like really good news recently about an asthma medication, an inhaler, if you're familiar with those, and how using these things might offer some protection. If you get COVID-19 or, you know, if you didn't read any more than the headline, you might actually think that if you use an inhaler before getting the coronavirus, that you may not get the coronavirus or something.
Yeah, and that headline comes from a very legit study. It was published in The Lancet, done at Oxford, saying that this asthma medication will make it less likely for you to need urgent medical care because of a COVID-19 infection. We're going to be talking about that study.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, everyone's been talking about it, right? German politicians.
Calling it a game changer, the World Health Organization saying that it's going to reduce the need for hospitalizations.
Yeah,
those are bold claims.
Yeah, and in the meantime, this study, it's called STOIC, the STOIC study, has received a lot of criticism here in Germany and in Austria, prompting a couple doctors, quite a few, to get together and say, look, we need to come out and say something about it and really contextualize what it means and, more importantly, doesn't mean. One of those doctors, we're going to talk to him now. His name is Roland Buhl.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, I'm Roland Buhl. I'm a pulmonary specialist and I work at Mainz University Hospital in Germany.
Roland, you have been one voice here in Germany who has recently spoken out against a relatively new study on asthma related drugs and how they could help in the coronavirus pandemic. Can you start by letting our listeners around the world know, what was that first study that you kind of came out and spoke out against? What was that study all about?
This is a study performed in Oxford in England, testing a very high dose of a very efficient asthma drug, cortisone, to be inhaled. And the investigators have shown that this treatment in patients with just diagnosed COVID disease shortens the duration of symptoms and also prevents other side effects of a COVID infection.
And Roland, you don't think that that study was done correctly. Why?
First of all, it was a so-called unblinded study, meaning that all participants, patients and doctors, knew if they were taking the study drug or if they were just getting an ineffective medication. Secondly, and this is probably also a very important point, 1 in 6 patients included in this trial actually had asthma. So we are testing a drug meant to be effective against COVID disease in patients who have asthma and who were receiving a very high dose of an extremely effective asthma treatment. So in my opinion, this is almost like testing a self-fulfilling prophecy. Imagine you test a painkiller in patients with high blood pressure, with hypertension, and then you include patients with high blood pressure and a chronic headache. And then you ask for the subjective perception of the patients. Do you feel better? Again, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that many patients, in particular patients with a chronic headache, will tell you, yes, I do feel better.
So you had the group that were taking the steroid, only one of them needed urgent care in the end, compared to the group that wasn't getting the steroid, and 10 of them needed urgent care. Are you saying that the group that had the steroid were helped along, almost like a placebo effect, or what happened?
I think, first of all, yes, the placebo effect may have played a role. More important, in my opinion, is the fact that all patients knew if they were getting the effective drug or not. So patients who knew, I am not treated, in my opinion, these patients were much more likely to early go see a doctor compared to patients who knew, yes, I am treating with what they thought, is a very effective drug. This is why I do think that placebo response may be a part of the explanation why the study was positive at first sight. And also, please let me add, every objective parameter, so every parameter in this study, not based on the subjective perception of patients, how do I feel, all the objective parameters, for instance, measuring how much oxygen was in the blood of the patients, or the so-called viral load, how many viruses were in these patients, all these objective parameters were completely negative, meaning no difference between treatment and no treatment at all.
Then how do you explain, before this study was even published, the actual fact, the phenomenon of people with respiratory problems who were getting these steroids, these glucocorticoids, why were they underrepresented in terms of hospitalization, severe infection with COVID-19, compared to people who were not getting that medication, those medications?
Okay, that's a very good question. In my opinion, they were not underrepresented. They were, however, not overrepresented. So this is, in my opinion, due to two facts. Number one, patients with chronic lung diseases, and we know that the corona infection, COVID, it affects the lung. So these patients were particularly careful in avoiding any risk to get infected. And secondly, the underlying disease, asthma, is not a disease which in any way manipulates the immune system of the lung. So it does not mean that when you have asthma, the chronic inflammation in your lung means that your immune system is less effective in preventing against corona infection.
So just to clarify, if I'm a person who has lung diseases and I know it, then I'm probably underrepresented in the COVID-19 data because I would have kept myself locked in at home. I would have had people delivering my groceries. I would have been much more careful.
I do think so.
Roland, if you could conduct a good study, a good version of this Stoic study, double-blinded, placebos included, the patients didn't know what they were getting, the doctors didn't know what they were administering, would you suspect that the drugs involved, these cortisoids, that they would have a positive effect on COVID-19 patients? Is that something that could be possible or that you think would be possible?
I'm not saying this concept or this treatment may not have an effect at the end. It is just too early to base far-reaching recommendations for patients on a very small study with a not very effective design. And even more so, this is the biggest problem, the great majority of patients obviously do not know. The Stoic study does not mean everybody should now inhale very high doses of cortisone to prevent yourself from becoming infected. Stoic just recommends once you got infected, you may use an inhaled corticosteroid, an inhaled cortisone, to lead to a somewhat milder course of the disease.
Roland, let me just ask you one more question before we go. Against the backdrop of a lot of positive things that we've heard in response to this study, one German politician calling it a game changer, the WHO saying that it's going to reduce hospitalizations, can we get a tip from you for our listeners? Should they or should they not take these corticosteroids generally right now to prevent COVID-19 infections?
I probably would not take this treatment simply because I think the evidence is, and here evidence beats opinion, the evidence is not good enough to support such a recommendation.
Roland, did I understand a quote from you that I read in German rather quickly where, I mean, it's your job to look after people who have really severe lung problems and that you're concerned that, you know, in countries around the world where there are a limited amount of asthma inhalers, that this kind of headline might cause those inhalers to disappear and that people with asthma then wouldn't have, with real problems, wouldn't have enough of this medicine?
This is a real concern, and actually it happened already in Austria. There is a shortage of inhaled corticosteroids for patients with asthma, and these patients actually, they do need it. And this is why I already said this is not a treatment that everybody should be taking to prevent infection, if at all. It's a treatment that patients with newly diagnosed disease can take for a couple of days.
And that was Professor Roland Buhl. He is the head of the Department of Pneumology at the University Medical Center in Mainz, Germany. Mainz also being the location of the headquarters of BioNTech. So he's kind of close to everything down there.
Yeah. I wish a lot of takeaways there from this interview. One of the things I wish I had known a long time ago was that asthma patients really aren't in that much danger when it comes to COVID-19. My mom is an asthmatic. I would have loved to know that. A half a year ago.
I know.
When I had sleepless nights thinking about her, if she gets an infection, that she's going to be up that creek.
Yeah. 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 No. It logically seems like one of those, you know, underlying factors that would make the infection worse. Really interesting to hear that that's not the case. And also that, you know, that fortunately people who do have serious lung issues that they've amazingly been underrepresented in hospital data. That's
incredible. That is really incredible.
News. And again, the biggest takeaway for everyone out there, do not go, you know, try to find an inhaler. That makes no sense. Leave them for the asthmatics. You're talking about your mom. My sister for a while had sports related asthma. So you finish a tough training session, you need to hit the inhaler. There are tons of people, my former soccer teammate, tons of people need these things. Don't go grab them. You don't need them. If you have anything else to say on this or anything else COVID related, get in touch with us. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.